This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The WBEN All Local.
All Local.
A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Masrowski.
And it's Eclipse Day. Hours away, it's got to be the most anticipated forecast we've ever asked for. We're live with the National Weather Service meteorologist Tony Answeeney. Tony, what's it looking like this morning?
Well, right now we have an area of high-level clouds spreading across western New York. This cloud cover right now is fairly thin at this point. However, there are thicker clouds just upstream across Ohio, western part of Lake Erie, that will be spreading across western New York through the morning and into the afternoon. So during the eclipse period, we'll likely have quite a bit of cloud cover across western New York. So certainly not ideal conditions for viewing the eclipse.
Yeah, that kind of stinks. Where in western New York might be, you know, the difference? Because we know it's not the same everywhere, right? Are there areas where you're expecting more clouds than others?
Well, I think overall, western New York will see about the same amount of cloud cover, but I do think there could be a window for some overall thinning of the cloud cover and even some breaks that might develop during the mid-afternoon hours across western New York. But I think for western New York to get a decent view of the eclipse, we'll probably have to have some luck.
You can't really say, well, it might be slightly better north or slightly better south. It's basically the same?
I think across all of western New York, the cloud cover will be basically the same. The better viewing conditions will actually be across north-central New York and up into New England.
Okay, that's a little far away. You know, we've been talking and hearing about high cloud cover, you know, low, medium clouds. If we're talking high clouds, I mean, is there a point where, I mean, you're looking up at the sun. We usually don't do that. You got the glasses on. I mean, How much cloud cover can you see that through, or would you be able to kind of make out the eclipse through?
Well, if we were just talking about high-level cloud cover that's moving through right now early this morning, it's relatively thin, so even if you had a complete overcast sky with this thin layer of clouds, you'd be able to get a really decent view of the eclipse through those thin high clouds. But unfortunately, the more opaque middle and lower cloud cover is going to be very difficult to see the eclipse at all.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, disappointing for sure. I mean, the weekend, if it was only 24 or 48 hours earlier, right, it would have been perfect.
Yesterday was a wonderful day. Not even a cloud in the sky, and temperatures were right around 60. So yesterday would have been a great day.
Well, good for yesterday. we'll hope for the best, hope for some luck here. Tony, thank you so much. Tony Answeeney, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Haven't I been hearing about, you know, cloud-clearing lasers? Isn't somebody working on that? I mean, this would
be
the time to deploy that evil technology. Maybe it's just in a comic book. I've seen that before. Might need a little luck here in western New York.
Well, all right, we know clouds are in the forecast. And if you're looking at other options, even this morning, here's what meteorologist Andy Parker has to say.
Someone said, hey, what about Watertown? Should we go up there? If you're going to invest the drive, will things be better? Marginally. I would advise against going to Watertown because, number one, it's a long drive, and I don't think you're going to increase your viewing significantly. They're still going to have some clouds that direction. If you're going to invest some time, go west. That is that's the sign. It's by Sandusky, Toledo, just to the west of Cleveland is where that arc goes, and they've got a better chance of having bigger holes in between their clouds.
Toledo, by the way, is a 4.5-hour drive from Buffalo. Mm. If you're thinking about it,
you like that. Wake up in the morning, drive to Toledo, buddy. That's we're still going to have, you know, a lot of excitement around here. We're still going to have the eclipse and visitors making their way to Western New York, a lot of them in Niagara Falls over the weekend. Governor Hochul with the message.
Build in lots of travel time. We are warning everyone. The roads can only handle so much. And we're expecting a high volume of traffic before and after the event as people go to the destinations they want to visit. Like I said, our state parks, the waterfronts, the mountains.
It's predicted by many to be the biggest tourism event ever in Western New York.
And we know visitors have been rolling in.
I am over the moon. I have been looking forward to this for months.
Mark Cornelius traveled to Niagara Falls with his daughter.
We've been talking about coming here for this event since, 3 months before she was born?
15 states are in the path of totality, from Texas to Maine. But it's not just the U.S. Tim Han and Kimberly Hansen came from La Paz, Bolivia, a Mexican resort town on the Pacific.
Is this going to be the first total eclipse that you guys have ever seen?
Yes.
So you're excited?
And I'm a little old. It may be the last.
So it is truly a once-in-a-lifetime thing then,
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, here there's a lot of places to get a great view, including on the water.
While many already have their plans on Monday to take in the total solar eclipse from one of several scheduled viewing events, or maybe from the comforts of their own home, some may think to take it in from the waters of Western New York, whether it's on Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, the Niagara River, or wherever. With this possibility in play, it's putting local agencies like the Erie County Sheriff's Office on alert for the unknown of how many people will look to hit the waters to take in this once-in-a-lifetime celestial event.
We're anxiously awaiting to see exactly what the presence will be, but we'll be there. Our two boats will be there in conjunction with our federal, state, and local partners, being the United States Coast Guard, are bringing a few boats in, New York State Police, two boats, New York State Parks Police, one boat, and our partners with the Buffalo Police Department will have their boat out with their underwater recovery team. And we'll all be on the upper and lower Niagara River waiting to see exactly whatever needs to be addressed and we can respond to in kind.
That's Brian Britzolero, Chief of Special Operations for the Erie County Sheriff's Office. While marinas like the Erie Basin Marina and Buffalo Harbor State Park will be closed for Monday's eclipse, other marinas in Niagara County and Grand Island have been confirmed by WBEN to be open for boaters. In the weeks and days leading up to Monday's eclipse, Britzolero says the sheriff's office has already prepped its boats for the season ahead on the waters of Western New York. At this point, the boats will remain in the water until the fall.
Everything on our boats are outfitted. We have thermal on the boat, night vision, sonar. We have two, it's called safe boats with the Erie County Sheriff's Office, two 31-foot safe boats with two 350-horsepower engines. We can respond very quickly to any type of situation. And also, we have a great asset in the air with our helicopter, Air One. They'll be airborne on Monday also for any type of observations that they see or anything that we can see that we can radio to them.
More on preparations on the waters ahead of Monday's eclipse is available for you online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Brayton, thank you for that. And also this morning, if you didn't listen and you do decide to take a look at the sun today, here's WBEN's Tom Puckett.
We've been told don't look directly at the sun during the eclipse with a naked eye or you could deal with damage. Come Monday afternoon.
For the people who are worried that they may have, be it that they themselves or their child or something like that, we are going to hold this post-eclipse eye clinic.
UB's Dr. Andrew Reynolds says he does not know how many people will show up at the clinic.
We're hoping it's zero, but yeah, we're prepared to maybe see over 100.
He anticipates there will be some folks nervous about possible eye damage following the eclipse.
You know, a parent's watching with their kid and the parent is staring up and then the parent looks down and, oh boy, little John had his glasses on. So I think there will be a fair number of people who are just nervous about the short amount of time that they look.
Reynolds does believe most will come out with normal sight. The clinic is at the Ross Eye Institute on Main Street. More information online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thank you.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. We're looking at mostly cloudy skies for today. Maybe a brief sprinkle at times with temperatures in the low 60s. Now, tonight, skies will clear. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. On Tuesday, partly sunny, mid-70s. Some scattered showers and storms develop Tuesday night into early Wednesday. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meteorologist Andy Parker from Ask Andy is with us live on WBEN this morning. Eclipse day, but the forecast just doesn't seem to be lining up, Andy. What is the latest guidance that you can give us?
Well, the latest guidance is when you look at the sky this morning, you can see off to the east, there's some blue, and then off to the west, that's where the thicker clouds are now beginning to come across Lake Erie. So unfortunately, the timing is not working out for us as we have this layer of thick clouds beginning to move across western New York, and that's going to steal the sunshine from us during the course of the day today. And it's not the type of clouds where we have those big puffy cumulus and there's one here and one there. It's more of an evenly placed middle cloud deck of stratus. So it's going to be more like a blanket than a bunch of little pillows up there, which doesn't allow for a lot of holes to peek through. But there's still that opportunity by the time we get to the middle of the afternoon that it will be thin enough that you could still see the sun through the clouds. It'll be the type of day where you could look up and through the clouds, you'll still see the bright ball that the sun is. You just won't have a perfect clear shot of it. And it will get dark, and it's going to darken rather rapidly, which will be unnerving. It's an unnatural darkening of the skies during the middle of the day. And it happens at a pace that is going to be noticeable. And as the shadow begins to cross western New York, and we'll still have the entirety of the 3.5 to 4 minutes of totality. And it will change the color of the sky into some very odd hues that you don't normally get. So we're going to experience some things, but we are not going to see the diamond ring and the Bailey's beads and the solar flares that are going to be around the sun as some parts of New England will.
Which is kind of disappointing, you know, to say the least, I guess. How likely is it that we have a cloud cover that is enough? Because, I mean, it's tough to really understand of how much of the sun you can see through the clouds because, well, we're not usually staring at the sun, but we're all going to be trying to do that today. When you do that, you got your glasses on, you're kind of looking through. Is there, you know, a type of cloud cover that you'll still be able to see some stuff through?
Not the type. I mean, when you go and you look at the sky, it'll be very simple to understand when you go and you look at the type of clouds today, where it would blur any type of very specific effect, like the ones I just mentioned, are not going to be visible today in western New York. But you will have, again, the darkening of the skies. It does steal away a lot of the magic from the moment when you're expecting to see all these great things. And especially when you had a day like yesterday where the skies were just absolutely blue, it would have been the perfect situation for an eclipse. And then here you're in the kind of the opposite where you have this blanket of clouds that's coming over. Watching it right now on the infrared satellite, it is a fairly thick layer of clouds. The good news is by the time this occurs at around 3:17 this afternoon, the totality, some of those thicker clouds will be off to the east. And again, what we're hoping for is that the thinner clouds allow us at least to provide just a veil instead of a thicker blanket that would steal most of the effect from it. So it's still going to be something where, you know, you want to go outside and experience it. It's going to be 4 minutes of totality. It's something that only happens, you know, once every 100 years and change. So, you know, do not let this this layer of cloud prevent you from going out and experiencing something that is truly once in a lifetime.
Yeah, but how far would someone have to drive, even this morning, for good viewing?
Okay, that's a good question. So you wouldn't be able to make it now, but you'd have to go out to Vermont and New Hampshire, northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, is about the extent where you'd have to go to kind of outrun all of these clouds. So that's not going to happen. But if you did want to invest, you know, maybe 3 hours of your time, you'd want to head over towards Cleveland. And it looks like if you stopped in Ashtabula, just past Erie, you know, get your Krispy Kreme and your Chick-fil-A at Erie, and then maybe go another 45 minutes after that. There's an opportunity to get into some clear skies there. Otherwise, you'd have to go past Sandusky and into Indiana in order to kind of get on the other side of all of this. So it's going to be a situation where it's really close, but not quite for us, because the back edge of these clouds just isn't going to want to play ball. So we're hoping, like I said, it's going to look pretty bad early on this morning as these thicker clouds pass through the sky. There will be some slow improvement during the afternoon, but probably not enough to get us out of the clouds into the clear skies. So we're at best case scenario, we are hoping that some of these thinner clouds break up and allow for some holes where parts of Western New York will kind of luck out into it. That's our best case scenario.
That would be great if it happens. But from the sounds of it, it's kind of like a lot like the last time an eclipse was in Western New York over here. That's almost 100 years ago, that it was cloudy and kind of the same thing. But we also heard that people were still impressed.
That is, I'm telling you, it's going to be something where when you read the experiences and having worked with the Buffalo Astronomical Association, I posed this question to them because, you know, more often than not, it is cloudy here. And they've experienced them in all types of situations, these high, thin cirrus, some thicker cloud decks, some intermittent clouds. And they say that it is something that no matter what type of clouds you have, it is just such an unnatural experience. And I'll liken it to a day where you're in your backyard in the summer and it's sunny outside and a plane passes between you and the sun. And then there's that moment of shadow where you naturally look up to say, what just blocked the sun? And you see the plane and you realize, oh, it was just a plane. But that moment that the sun disappears, you notice it subconsciously and you go to stare, what did it? This is that type of situation where it begins to darken rapidly enough within minutes that you notice it. It's such an unnatural occurrence that you do end up just kind of looking up that direction. Unfortunately, a lot of the viewing minutiae of it, all the super cool things that you'd see in that moment of totality around the edge of the sun, the fine tuning of it, it won't be visible, but the rest of it is. And when you look around and you see how the Earth reacts to the darkening of the sky to bring it to nighttime during the middle of the day for a few moments, and then how quickly that shadow moves past. The shadow moves at 1,500 miles an hour. So from the time that it hits Mexico and then all the way up, you have this shadow moving across the Earth at an immensely rapid pace. And you might even notice that in some of the clouds, that the shadow as it comes in, you can almost see it coming in the distance, which would be pretty cool as well.
Yeah, I hope we get to experience a lot of that.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.